This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I appreciate you stopping by. There is a lot going on and a lot to get to. We'll have Tracy Beans either later on today or we'll bring her back tomorrow. Right now, though, I have the boss, the owner of Red Apple Media. He also owns other properties. He's an amazing talk show host. He owns WABC in New York. It's John Catsimatidis. John, I appreciate you waiting. How are you?
I am good. I can't believe what's going on in our country. We are competing with third world countries as far as what we're doing in politics.
It's really true, but do you agree with me? I said this earlier on, that Joe Biden and his corrupt family, it's finally coming to light. We're shining a bright light on exactly what happened in Ukraine, the alleged bribery that went on, and all of a sudden, Donald Trump's getting indicted again in Miami. There's no coincidence, is there, John?
I just can't believe they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
I don't think Donald Trump has done anything worse than any other president. Almost every president that has come to light has had documents.
Yes.
And he could have declassified them and just took them home.
Yes.
If he wanted to do it. So it's just, you know, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump does. I know him for 40 years.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. He had to build a lot of big buildings, and he had to deal with all kinds of characters in New York. So that's what made him even tougher to survive.
Right.
But to give him a criminal indictment is just plain wrong.
Well, it is. It's John Catsimatidis, Red Apple Media. He's a great talk show host and owns WABC, that classic talk radio station in New York. John, you were just on the air a little while ago. You jumped off and jumped on with us, and I appreciate that. What are you hearing from New Yorkers? Did the indictment happen while you were still on the air? You didn't know yet.
I was in a restaurant, and I know that we did breaking news on WABC.
Yeah.
They called me up to break into, I think Mark Levin is on a show normally at this time.
Right.
And I gave him permission to break into Mark Levin and deliver the breaking news to people. And, I think when things happen, we have the obligation to let the American people know what's going on as soon as it happens.
Yes. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I know the WABC does an incredible job with that. The Espionage Act, it doesn't cover any president, so he didn't commit espionage. The Presidential Records Act means, as you said, he can take anything he wants. It's his. He can take any of his own records that he wants to take. He has a skiff at Mar-a-Lago, where I've been. I'm sure you've probably been there. He's got Secret Service guarding it, and there was no reason to go and raid the home. But again, it appears to me, and maybe I'm just speculating outside of bounds, but it appears to me the Biden crimes are coming to light. They have to keep the pressure on getting somebody else and diverting our attention. Do you think that's what's going on?
Oh, I think there's a lot of things going on that normal people don't know about. I've said it on my show before that I thought that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, if he has knowledge, because he's turning over he finally decided to turn over the papers of the Biden problems to the Congressional Committee. That happened today.
Yeah.
So I think there's significant problems with the president's son.
Yes.
I think the world is looking at us and they're laughing as if we were a third world country. We had an ex-CIA person on the show today, and he said to us something I didn't know, that Saudi Arabia has already purchased a nuclear bomb.
And we just watch it happen, and we keep sending the money for oil and for everything else.
We said, well, don't forget, when oil went from $55 a barrel to $125 a barrel, we moved $1 trillion worth of wealth from North America to Russia and the OPEC nations. Wow. Then every time the oil goes back down to about 68, where it was about 2 weeks ago, $68, Saudi Arabia jumps up and says, we're going to cut production to try to force oil back up again and keep the wealth going from North America to Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations and Russia. Now, this is crazy. Like I said, $1 trillion worth of American wealth has moved over to that area, to Asia and to Russia. And the last time I was on Fox, I said to President Biden, if you want to get reelected, if you want to have the Democrats have a chance of getting reelected, then stop the flow of wealth. You're making the American poorer. You're making the American middle class poorer. And enough is enough.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. It's John Catsimatidis. He's the owner of Red Apple Media at WABC in New York. And also big news today, possibly about CNN. We'll talk about that in a second. But what you just said is so incredibly important, John, because under Trump, whether you loved him or hated him, he had the price of oil low. We were a net exporter of oil. We were exploring and getting our own God-given resources. We didn't have to depend on Venezuela or Iran or Saudi Arabia. We could depend on ourselves. Biden comes in and shuts the spigot off. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. When they turned the spigot off, what happened is all the money from North America moved to Russia and to the OPEC nations. Russia took the extra money, knowing that after what happened in Afghanistan, Russia invaded the Ukraine. If President Trump was still president, Vladimir Putin would not have invaded the Ukraine. They knew that that Biden is only going to play games and really not going to do anything about it. I cry for our city, our states, our country.
Yeah.
And President Biden, you know, enough is enough.
No, I couldn't agree more. It's John Catsimatidis. John, I want to talk about CNN. You don't know this about me, but in 2006, 2007, I was the primary fill-in for Glenn Beck on Headline News when he was off, also on his syndicated radio show. And Headline News and CNN really did still do news. We know that in 2001, after the attacks, everybody turned on CNN. Everybody relied on Bernard Shaw and Arthur Kent and everybody else. We really saw that as the news place to go on cable. Then it went crazy, wild left, I'm guessing, to counterbalance Fox, and the place has been a shambles ever since. Well, there's a news story, a couple of news stories came out today, and you and I talked about it before we came on the air tonight, where you're actually making an offer to buy CNN. Fill me in.
Well, we want to get involved. You know, from my old days when I helped run Bill Clinton's campaign, because yeah. I like the guy,
right.
I would have Democratic support, I believe, and I would have Republican support. And I congratulated Kevin
McCarthy
on making a deal with the White House. It looks like ever since we got a new chief of staff in the White House for Joe Biden, things might have changed.
Yeah,
I'll give you two examples. Senator Dan Sullivan, our senator from Alaska,
right,
made a deal to push out another 200,000 or 250,000 barrels from Alaska down to the 48 states. That helped bring oil down a little bit.
Right.
And then Kevin McCarthy made a deal with the White House. It wasn't, the extreme left hated it. The extreme right hated it. And I congratulated Kevin McCarthy and I said, look, you got to do what makes 70% of, or 80% of the American people happy. The extreme left, screw them. The extreme right is not right either.
Yeah.
So let's make 80%, 70%, 80% of the American people happy, and let's move on.
Is there any media out there that's doing that right now? 70 or 80% can tune it in and at least get straight news? Because CNN right now is falling off the car to the left. CNN was mad they even had Donald Trump on, and they pushed the CEO out. Probably had something to do with that. If you were to get ownership of it, what would you do with it?
I would move it to make it a news network again and deliver the news.
Right.
If somebody wants to deliver an opinion, let's start off and say, this is an opinion of the person delivering it.
Yes.
What made me upset was the fact that CNN doesn't have more than 300,000 to 400,000 viewers a night.
That's crazy, isn't it? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and the new guy they had in charge brings in Donald Trump, and he gets 3.5 million viewers. And the boss has fired a guy.
Yeah.
But getting 3.5 million viewers.
It's crazy.
I mean, does it make any sense at all?
And afterwards, Jen, you've got their anchors, Anderson Cooper, apologizing for having him on and bringing in almost 4 million viewers. It's upside down world, isn't it? So is it savable? I mean, this is a network that people have turned off for a while now.
You need somebody like me who both sides would accept.
Right.
I think CNN is savable. I think they could do a great job. Look, I think Fox does a great job. Roger Ailes did a great job, putting Fox together along with Murdoch. And we got to save the world, kid.
No, I'm with you. Early on in the program, I mentioned that, because you sent me the news stories earlier, I mentioned that you were making an offer for CNN, and I opened up my phone lines, and they melted down. I asked my listeners, would you give CNN another chance? Now, my listeners, John, don't want to give CNN another chance, but when I asked them that question, when I told them who you were and the offer that you were making, they, to a person, said, yeah, I'll give them another try. So people are willing to come back. People are willing to see what it is that you would do. How real is this deal? Is this something that could really happen?
I think it's real. It could happen, but we need some common sense to preside. And I will tell you, Fox is in a lot of countries.
Yes.
But let's not forget, CNN is almost like in 160, 170 countries. And they only see one side of the story in all those countries.
Yes.
And I want to get the truth out. So don't you think getting the truth out to that many countries is important?
Absolutely. John, it bothers me when I go to the airport and I see only CNN with one slant. I hate that. I want real news. And, I want us to be represented in those other countries as the true country that we are. We're misrepresented. I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree, too. And look, and people ask me about the presidential elections in the Republican Party.
Right.
Or the Democratic Party, I say, let things sort themselves out. Let people go to debates, let them argue with each other, and let the voters decide.
Yes, 100%. No, again, I think it would
and
be...
And the Democratic Party, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let Bobby Kennedy go in there and let him kick a little bit of butt, and let the people listen to him. I had him on WABC, his first interview.
That's awesome.
I knew the family, he makes a lot more common sense than Joe Biden does.
No, he does. John, I've had him on the program. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. scares the hell out of me as a conservative because he's saying all the things I want to hear from a candidate, and if he means it, he's going to be formidable.
Yes. And if the Democrats are destined to win, if they're destined to win, I'd rather have a Robert Kennedy than a Joe Biden.
One last question for John Catsimatidis. Red Apple Media, he's the boss over at WABC in New York, has made an offer for CNN. One last question. Is this the right time simply because Fox seems to be confused about its own identity now? CNN coming back and going to the middle, John, that could be something where you might get $4 million a night.
Well, I just want to do the right thing for the American people, the right thing for the world, and to get common sense and get the truth out. That's more important. I am not going out there to hurt Fox.
Yeah.
Fox is a very fine channel, too. I'm not going into, I'm just looking to get the truth out. When we talk about 2 billion people having cable televisions in the world, when you say 4 million listeners here and 4 million there, it doesn't mean anything about hurting each other. It's about getting the truth out for what America stands for.
I love what I read in the New York Post, that you would take $1 a year and that you would just you would benefit from the profit increase because you'd be able to bring more eyeballs in. And I think you could. John, I wish you nothing but the best on that. Thank you so much for making time tonight.
Thank you.
Let's do it again very soon, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. It's John Catsimatidis, Red Apple Media. He is the owner of WABC in New York, and he's made an offer for CNN. We'll see how that works out. We're glad to have him. I believe we're the first to get him on to talk about this in the Joe Pags Show. Your thoughts when we come back. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Quite the get. Really enjoyed the fact that John had some time. John Catsimatidis, the owner of WABC in New York, also the owner of Red Apple Media. He's made an offer to buy CNN. If you weren't listening to us in the beginning of the program, we had that story off the top. I heard the rumor. I saw some tweets about it. I got a hold of him, and he sent me some news stories that verified it. And let me just go through the details again. I guess the estimated cost of CNN would be billions of dollars. I don't know the exact number. But he's already said, I would take $1 a year and I would just enjoy the profits because he says he can improve it. He can fix it. And I got to tell you, he was very, very nice about it and he didn't go into it as much as I did. But I think it's prime time. MSNBC is falling out the car to the left. They're never going to change. You've got Fox that is no longer really on the right except for individual shows. But they're pushing, you know, all sorts of stuff that would be woke and DEI and ESG. They're almost getting back to the middle. You need CNN to become what it used to be. And what John says about that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. Make CNN a news network again. And he said something in passing that I want to reiterate. He said that just do the news. And if you want to do commentary, fine. Say in the beginning of the show, this is a commentary show. I've got no problem with that. You guys know I'm a talk show host, and I base my commentary on fact, certainly. I will always give you my fact, but then I'm going to give you my opinion. My opinion is, in fact, related to fact. Other opinions are not. But I'll always give you the source. I'll give you the news story. I'll tell you where I got it. That's what he wants for CNN. And think about it. They're in 160-some-odd countries, really? The possible audience for an owner of that network is astronomical. And how do you get that audience? You tell the truth. You do news the right way. You don't have all these slants. And I think that you win them back. And I think there is a hunger right now in America for a news network that is going to tell you the truth and actually deliver the news. So really glad to have him on. All right. Time here for some pop culture. Up. Dirty pop. Hi, Paula. What's going on?
Okay, so I guess my news has to try to be bigger than your news.
Okay, go ahead. Be my news.
Okay. So I guess there's reports out right now, and I think they're still in the rumor stages, but there are reports that Khalees, singer, you know, Milkshake, and all that stuff. Well, the one boy who she appears to have brought to the yard with her milkshake is Bill Murray.
What?
That's the rumor that Khalees and Bill Murray are dating.
Like Bill Murray, Bill Murray.
Yes, yes.
He's like 70-something.
Yes, and she's like 40-something.
All right, there you go. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Polo, thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Carrie. I'm Joe. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great night.
This is the Joe Pags Show.